Good morning and welcome to the Oakland radio program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we want to talk to you this week from the Word of God. In our high school class at Oakland, we've been studying on building Bible character. And we had posed the question when we first started the class on what is character? The English word character comes from a Latin word, which just means a mark, distinctive quality, and from a Greek word meaning to scratch or engrave. So when we think about character, we think about how it consists of distinctive marks or traits that are etched on a person's heart and in a person. A character can include all the morals and the ethics that define what a person is. The Bible puts it this way in Proverbs 23 and verse 7, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Our biblical character defines who we are as a person. And as we are trying to instill in these teenagers in the high school class, you know, the only way we're going to be able to build Bible character is by following the perfect example, and that's Christ. Well, how do we build our character if we're not in Christ? And that's where it all begins. Building Bible character begins with our conversion to Christ Jesus our Lord. To speak of being in a person as well as of that person being in Christ, that describes a relationship that's established when we as sinners are saved from our sin. Galatians, the third chapter and verse 27 says, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." When a lost believer repents and is baptized into Christ, he's saved from his sins and enters a saved relationship with Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Now that we've become a Christian and we have this new relationship with Christ, we are now a disciple of Christ, a learner, a follower of Jesus Christ. Now that we are in Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, we see from the Bible. So building Bible character becomes or starts when we become a Christian. As a disciple, we are there as a disciple of Christ. Our goal is to train ourselves to be like the Master, and our Master is Jesus Christ. We have to develop our character that's just like His was and is. In the book of Acts, chapter 11, Acts 11 talks about this in verse 26, where it says, "And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch." We see the disciples here, Barnabas and Saul, through their example and their training to be like the Master, they have brought others to Christ. If we want to build our Bible character, we must begin by becoming a Christian, a disciple of Christ. Colossians 3 spends a great deal giving us some building blocks of Bible character. It gives us a new approach to sin, and that's necessary in order for us to build Bible character in Christ. We must put sin to death. We can't continue to live in those sins and expect God to bless us. It talks about a new heart and how it is necessary in order for us to develop that new approach towards sin. Just as in Proverbs 23:7 says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things." Only as we put on a new heart will we also put off sin. Colossians 3 also talks about a new message must dwell in one's heart to truly build a new heart in verse 16. The word of Christ must be deeply implanted into our hearts in order for us to build that Bible character that's like Christ. Colossians 3 and verse 17 talks about, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." So we have that authority by which we must respect and honor and do all the things that we're going to do in our lives. So as we look throughout the rest of this week, we're going to look at some things on how we can build our biblical character. That's all the time that we have for today. I hope you join us for the rest of the week. Thank you for your time and have a good day.